now by the driver of the number 17 Ford for RFK Racing, Chris Buescher. Chris, congratulations on the big win. Talk about your victory here at the High Banks of Daytona, please.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate everyone staying around for a late night again. So, heck of a start for us. Really cool to see Brad be able to park in victory lane after his duel and do such a great job there. And sitting in the hall or watching with Scott and everyone, and said, well, there's a little extra pressure there, and we got fired off in our race and stayed double file a lot longer than I figured it would, but we were able to get up front and had really good speed. Really proud of the effort everybody did and the ability we had in our Fastenal Mustang to move around. So it's a cool night. It's a good start. We have a lot of racing left to do yet. You know, I was trying to time it out there at the end and had those single stragglers running around and was trying to get clear of all them and have some open racetrack to be able to make a move, and ended up coming down to the white flag lap. Was trying to do it a couple of laps earlier and didn't quite have the opportunity, but really cool night. Really proud of everybody back at the shop and all the effort after a rough trip out to LA. So really cool start for a 500 weekend.
Okay, we'll open a question. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll start with Davey, Daniel, and then go to Mark.
Hey, Chris, Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. This is your first win since 2016. How good did it feel to just pull into victory lane and celebrate knowing that you won again in the Cup Series?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a heck of a start. I know it's not the big one, and sitting here thinking about numbers and statistics kind of makes you think that it makes it hard to back it up in the big race. And so that's, I guess, on my mind, but what a heck of a start to our season to be able to get Fastenal into victory lane in the Cup Series. You know, it's still a points paying event, right? It's not quite the same, but it's still a really big moment for us. It's cool to see Jack smiling real big. I'm sure he was in there with the sixth group as well, but just a really, really neat feel, a really cool start. Wish it was a couple days later, and we're still going to work really hard to make that happen, and we have a good opportunity. We have two very fast race cars, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to have the ability and the opportunity to get there. Is just about being clean and trying to minimize risks up until those closing laps.
Did Brad come see in victory lane, and if so, what did he say?
Yeah, he did. He came in, said thank you, and I don't know why he said thank you to me, but felt like I had returned that one and just said good job and how cool it is for everybody. I know, it was so cool to see him park it in there after the first duel, right? And know that we had to go out there and try and follow that, and I was like, man, we need to have a good clean run, and really it opened up the opportunity for us to race hard, just with knowing that if we had a car tore up in the first duel, we would have to backtrack just a little bit and play it a little safe, and didn't have to do that. So it gave us the opportunity to go out there and race hard, lead a bunch of laps. Had a really nice run down pit road, good stop. Everybody's worked really hard on this single lug program, and I know it's just a massive departure from where we've been. And everybody did a really nice job on pit road as well on both teams. So that just goes back to the entire organization. This isn't a 6 or 17 victory. This is an RFK victory. Two times over for the night, and we just need a third one now for the weekend.
Thank you. Daniel.
Daniel McFadden, FrontRace.com. Chris, you've spent a considerable chunk of your career racing for Jack Grouse, but it hasn't been the most successful era for this team. You guys sweep the duels, and this team has only had one duel win before tonight. But can you just give us insight into what this achievement, even though it's not the 500, means for an organization that's trying to get back to where it used to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a massive stepping stone, right? So much work's gone in. This has been a pretty massive reset for our sport with the next-gen race car. So this is a huge start to that. Probably don't have enough time to go through the story and talk about a lot of the beginnings, but Jack is the one that gave me my big shot into professional motorsports and signed on to go ARCA racing with the Ruo brothers through help from Roush Fenway at the time, and when I was almost 16, and at the time Roush was dominating, right? It was 8-9 wins a year, battling for championships. It was really big moments watching that happen, and The level of excitement for me to be a kid from Texas signing up to go race for that organization was through the roof. And, you know, we were able to have some good success in the ARCA series and get a championship there. And as we transitioned into the Xfinity side of things, we had some of our success there, and it was good, and we had a championship. But at the time, you know, the Cup program had fallen down some. And, you know, since then, it's been a tough battle trying to catch up. Some of it's from, you know, no testing, you know, not having that ability as race teams to catch up. It's not so bad when you're ahead and they take it away, but trying to play catch up without the ability to have that extra track time. For me personally, coming over and getting three or four races into the season and losing practice made it very difficult to get into to the hang of things back at RFK. So that was a tough transition for the last couple of years. So this is just a really cool way to really hit a reset button. It was for a lot of the shop. It was for the race car. And in a way, it's going to be a pretty good reset for me as well.
Go to Dustin, then Mark in the back.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Hey, Chris, Joey, first of all, said it was a mistake on his part. But he said one of the things he said was, he didn't think you were going to get the run as quick as you did then. And I think I've heard some guys talk about these runs are a little bit quicker. Can you explain what kind of happened and why? Because you didn't back up a whole lot to make that move, it looked like.
Yeah, so the thing that's been extremely interesting, and I think we're all learning every time, is these cars are very good, have huge runs front to back in a narrow wake. But when you get side by side, it stalls you out aggressively. And it didn't take, I mean, we had a line of four of us and a single car that we passed on the top, and then on the bottom, it slows us down. And so, yeah, there's not this, it stalled us all out. It stalled our whole line out. But as he had a little bit more gap ahead, we had that run moving forward up to him in that single file and was able to pull down the hill some. And you know, it's a race at the end of the day. I don't want it to happen that way. And I definitely hate it did. You know, you look back at it, and if I was in that position, we all know our situation on cars and where we're at. But we put those helmets on, and no one's really thinking about that. We're trying to go win races. And if she was on the other foot, I'd probably do the same thing and would be bummed about it just the same. Or if you don't try and make a move and you end up fourth or fifth or whatever it would be, you'll be bummed at the same time. So it was one of those days where we were racing. We talked about within our organization. You know, I've seen the Penske bunch talk about they were going to their race. You know, most of us were. And the ones that said they weren't, aside from just a few that pulled over and really rode around, most everybody was, and even if they didn't want to say it. So it's very interesting to see how the car reacts side by side, how the side draft is not so advantageous for the car trying to make the pass, but it can stall you both out pretty aggressively. I don't know that I've seen any three wide racing in the first duel. I didn't see much behind us in ours. I think that's going to be an interesting concept, and I think it's going to be something that we're all going to learn during the 500. I hope that we learn in a very clean manner. I don't know if that's the case, but we're learning every time we get on track. I told our whole team, I said, I learned more in two short practices this week than I did 4 or 5 days coming down here and testing single car and small groups, but learned more just in that limited amount of time working with Brad and really trying to push and get side by side and get with a few more Fords and figure out what this car is going to do in different situations. So through 500 miles, going to learn a whole lot more.
And so the way I understand it is you came up on the 15, the lap car on the bottom. So in a way that helped because going side by side with Joey, it slowed him.
Yeah. So I wasn't in line with the 15, but he was, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Well, I mean, he was on the bottom.
Snuck up on me.
He was on the bottom. You were on the outside. So did that help?
Yeah, so it I guess being side by side at any point, it does just stall everybody out. And Joey's the first one to the scene, right? And so you just it does. It pulls him back. And then as he pulls back, we hit that bubble in front, pulls back, and tried to time it to be able to get a run. And honestly, it was was hoping for more open racetrack, and we had a lot of single cars in the last several laps. So I guess in a more perfect world, I would have tried to back up and get more of a straight, higher speed run at him. But with skidding side by side, it really stalled our whole lane out to where he was running slower than I anticipated, and it actually slowed us down too. So trying to back up to get a run was harder because you almost had to feel like you were going in reverse to try and get any separation. So, yeah, it was difficult. I think just worrying about the situation, I think we'll learn a lot more as we get more cars and more lines and try and start moving around. Thank you.
Mark?
Mark Arrow, PRN. Chris, were these statement wins to the garage tonight by you and Brad? And if so, what kind of statement do you think it made to the garage?
Yeah, in a way it is. And, you know, I think it's more of a statement to everybody and really from our organization and everybody back at the shop that we're going to work really hard to put really fast Mustangs on the track each and every week. I guess that in some ways it was a statement that the clash is not what we expect and is not something that we're okay with and what happened to us out there. This is a good way to really reverse that storyline and get us heading in the right track. At the end of the day, that was half the cars on track. Yes, it was big. We had speed in practice. We had speed in both duels. The Fords in general had a lot of speed. I think there's a lot to show for that, and I think that's a really good statement for all of us. I'm excited about our opportunity, and I don't know that really worry too much about what the garage thinks. I'm excited internally for us, what we believe we have, the capability we have, and the opportunity ahead of us for the rest of the weekend and the rest of the year. Thank you.
Any final questions for Chris? Wrap it up with Daniel.
Everybody's quiet. It's late. Trying to go home, aren't they?
Chris, we know that recently the team hired David Smith, the analytics guy. That's just one example of something that Brad's doing to get this team back on track. What are other things that you've seen out of Brad's leadership so far that are new and invigorating that you haven't experienced maybe with this team before?
It's all proprietary, right? Can't tell everybody. No, but it is. That's one example, right? That's something that wasn't thought of. That was open information to anybody in the garage that was willing to go after it. It's a big step for us to not only have that info and have that amount of knowledge, but it also takes it away from others. I think when you look back at our organization and our shop and how everything is getting cleaned up, not necessarily restructured, but reorganizing. And a lot of that comes from the next gen, but a lot of it also comes from some of Brad's previous experience having a truck team, having his manufacturing company. I got to take a tour of that facility several months ago, and it absolutely blew my mind how spotless it was, how high the standards are working in something that is growing metal, is grinding and cutting and growing materials. It's amazing how clean and organized everything was. And I think that's something that he really focuses on is detail work and expects a higher quality of work out of everybody and a strong work ethic. And I think that's always been the case, and we have extremely talented and knowledgeable people back at the shop. This car is just requiring some change from everybody and kind of a different mindset on how we're going to approach it and how we're going to build repeatably fast race cars and how we're going to go about making sure that we're focusing on all the little parts that are going to make add up to make big speed at the end of the day.
Wait, with this being your first win of any sort since 2016, how much does this car give you confidence again in what you can do?
You know, it's the car is going to be an equalizer of sorts, right? That we've seen the field's gotten tighter. The qualifying field's tight. When we've gone testing, it's been tight. You still have a lot of the cream rising to the top, right? We have a little bit of it's just closer. And so I think it just puts you in a tight window, and I think that means that some of those small details can make a big difference at the end of the day. So it is. It's something I've been looking forward to. I've been in a lot of the tests for this car for our organization. It's amazing to see it keep growing and overcoming some of the issues early on, and to see those just disappear and become better and become really turn it into a race car that's going to be fun to drive. I know we'll have little tweaks along the way as we keep going as an industry, but it's going to be something that's going to put us right in the ballpark. And I think that if you ask Brad and you ask everybody back at RFK, it's something that with a little bit of refining, we can put ourselves in position to be that top tier team and be contending for wins every week.
Thank you.
Chris, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck on Sunday.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good